This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Eight opposition MPs of the Lok Sabha have been suspended from the remaining part of the budget session for their unruly behaviour in the House. The MPs are Manikkam Tagore, Amrinder Singh Raja, Gurjeet Singh Aujla, Hibi Eden, Dean Kuriakose, Prashant Padole and Kiran Kumar Reddy of Congress and S. Venkatesan from CPIM. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the third adjournment at 3 p.m., the opposition MP started protesting over the various issues. Presiding officer raised objections towards the unruly behaviour of the MPs for throwing out paper towards the chair. Later, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju moved a resolution seeking suspension of eight MPs, including seven Congress and one from CPIM, from the remaining part of the budget session for their unruly behaviour and misconduct in the Lok Sabha. The House approved the resolution with a voice vote. After that, the chair adjourned the House for the day to meet again at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha has resumed discussion on the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament on the commencement of the budget session. The motion was moved yesterday by nominated MP C. Sadanandan Master. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India's landmark trade agreement with the United States is the result of sustained patience. Mr. Modi said this while addressing NDA MPs at the Parliamentary Party meeting at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi today. India and the United States have reached a landmark trade agreement under which Washington will reduce reciprocal tariffs on Indian goods to 18%. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, made the announcement after holding telephonic conversation with the US President Donald Trump. According to sources, the Prime Minister in the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting said the trade deal has created an economic environment and reflected the government's consistent and measured approach to global trade negotiations. NDA MPs today felicitated Prime Minister Modi for the landmark India-US trade deal during the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said so far India has signed free trade agreements with 39 countries.
39 developed countries ke sath jo deal hue hai.
The agreement with 39 countries demonstrate that under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, developed nations are eager to work in close coordination and partnership with India. This collaboration will greatly benefit the common people.
Aam logon ka zindagi mein bahut fayda hone wala hai.
Several union ministers, including congratulated Prime Minister Modi and US President Trump on the landmark trade agreement. In Union Budget 2026-27, the government has proposed for the development of 15 archaeological sites, including Dholavira, Lothal, Rakhigadi, Adichinallur, Sarnath, Hastinapur and Leh Palace into vibrant and experiential cultural destination. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani News, Secretary Minister of Culture Vivek Agarwal hailed the decision and said that the proposal aims to develop infrastructure at these sites to elevate visitor experience and promote experiential tourism. The Supreme Court today said that tech giants cannot play with citizens' right to privacy in the name of data sharing. The court came down heavily on Meta and WhatsApp while hearing their appeals against a Competition Commission of India order imposing a penalty of 213.14 crore rupees over their privacy policy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today invited citizens to watch the special Pariksha Pe Charcha episode on the 6th of this month. In a social media post, Prime Minister emphasized on the importance of stress-free exams and shared practical insights on overcoming challenges, maintaining balance and nurturing confidence. Mr. Modi informed that this year, the interactive sessions were held with exam warriors in Deo Mogra, Coimbatore, Raipal, Guwahati and at 7 Lok Kalyan Marg in Delhi. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in the crucial eliminator clash in Vadodara this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. The winner of this match will directly take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final match on Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.